Ultra learning. Master hard skills, outsmart the competition, and accelerate your career. Author, Scott Young. What is ultra learning? Defined by Young, ultra learning is a strategy for acquiring skill and knowledge that is both self-directed and intense. Defining ultra learning as a self-directed process is not to say that it cannot happen in a normal schooling situation, but rather to emphasize that you are responsible for all its aspects, from deciding on which skill or field of knowledge you want to master, to curating the motivation to learn it, allocating the time to do so, and determining the method of learning you want to follow. Intensity, as you will come to notice through this book, is the most common characteristic among ultra learners. They all pursue their projects with a ferocity and determination that sets them apart from anyone else. Why should you pursue it? Hard work is hardly ever pleasant. So why put yourself through all this hassle if you don't necessarily have to? Well, in summary, there are two main reasons that should inspire you to pursue ultra learning: your career and your sense of personal development. Think about the amount of time and effort you're already putting into your job. Now ask yourself, which is faster? Pursuing an ultra-learning project that would help me master a skill in a few months, or putting in extra hours and effort in hopes of being noticed and acknowledged by my boss? Now, ultra-learning is obviously good for your career. But it's not only about that. Ultra-learning is empowering. Managing to finish your first ultra-learning project will elevate your self-confidence. And as you finish more and more projects, you'll feel like you are capable of learning or doing anything. Is it doable? You might be thinking, all this is great, but what if these ultra-learners are geniuses? And even if they are not, my schedule is too tight to fit in something of such a high intensity anyway. Both of which are seemingly valid points, so let's tackle them. 1. Talent versus effort. Take Terence Tao as an example, a man who taught himself reading at the ripe age of 2, moved to studying high school curricula by 7. Finished his master's thesis in mathematics by 17, and acquired his PhD no long after. When asked about his studying strategy, he replied that there wasn't any. Tao used to be very much the procrastinator, leaving everything and cramming at the last minute. 2. Time. Young argues that ultra-learning is not about the amount of time you allocate to the project, but rather the learning methods you employ and what he describes as the intensity and a willingness to prioritize effectiveness. Young found that not only are these principles in common between ultra-learners, but that scientific research actually supports these principles. The principles are 1. Meta-learning. Meta-learning is researching a subject well enough to understand how it works, what skills it entails, which of those are your priority, and what are the best ways to acquire them. To meta-learn a subject, ask yourself these three questions. Why? Ask yourself whether or not a certain skill will help you reach what you want, and see if you actually have a passion for this skill or not, because your motivation might be inspired by something else. What? Once you are certain that you really do want to learn this skill, you'll need to categorize your skill set into concepts, facts, and procedures. Doing so can help you foresee the aspects of the skill you need to focus on. How? Decide which aspects of the skill you need to prioritize and which can be delayed or even eliminated. 2. Focus. The inability to focus usually presents itself in three ways. Procrastination. You either dread the task you should be doing, or there's another task or action you want to be doing instead. Distractions. There are three main distractions that can prevent you from maintaining your focus: the environment around you, the task itself, and your mind. Alertness. If you find that you learn a certain subject better when you are highly alert, try to work in a place with high background noise. If you find that you acquire another skill better when you are a bit less alert, make it a point to work in a quieter place. 3. Directness. Learning directly is hard, and it can be frustrating, but if you're willing to commit to it, these techniques will help you out. Project-based learning. You want to learn graphic design? Start a designing project. You want to learn game programming? Start programming a game. Immersive learning. immersing yourself in a situation where the skill you want to learn is already being used will force you to practice the skill and expose you to more aspects of it. The flight simulator method. You can't learn how to pilot a plane by actually flying it and seeing if it crashes. So, what do? You simulate a situation where you can learn flying. The overkill approach. Adopting this method means setting yourself some extremely high standards. 4. Drill. Here are some tactics to help you design your drills. If you're practicing a skill that's composed of a sequence of actions, like a symphony or a game plan, isolate the time slice of this sequence that you find the hardest and drill it. If it's not a sequence of actions but simultaneous cognitive actions that you're practicing, isolate one of these components and drill it. Consider copying the aspects you don't want to drill so that you can focus on one aspect. You can allocate more time to the aspect you want to focus on. Drill a skill with prerequisite aspects you don't know. 5. Retrieval. Retrieval methods. 1. Flashcards. A very effective method when the information you're learning can be paired in a cue-response form, like vocabulary, definitions, or equations. 2. Free recall. Recall the major or important ideas of the information you've acquired without referring back to the material. 3. The question book method. That is to rephrase the information you've learned into the form of questions instead of answers. 4. Self-generated challenges. If you learn about a certain technique, make a note for yourself to go back and practice it later on. 5. Closed book learning. That is to deprive yourself of cues and hints while you're retrieving information. 6. Feedback. Types of feedback. 1. Outcome feedback. It tells you whether or not you are on the right path. 2. Informational feedback. It is like an error message you get when you say something that doesn't make sense. 3. Corrective feedback. It tells you what you're doing wrong and exactly how to fix it. How to improve your feedback. 1. Predictable feedback is no feedback at all. That's why ultra learners try to avoid it. 2. Meta feedback. It tells you how fast you're learning, which can help you gauge whether you're using the right method of or not. 3. High intensity rapid feedback. It inspires a lot of motivation for you to do your best. 7. Retention. Ultra learners can keep information lost to a minimum through spacing. If you allocate 10 hours to learning, space them out so that you're learning an hour a day or an hour every other day instead of learning for 10 hours straight at once. Proceduralization. You have a better chance of retention if you try to proceduralize the skill you're learning. Overlearning. That is to keep practicing the skill well after you've mastered it. Mnemonics. Most of the common mnemonics are very specific, and they are used to turn abstract information into vivid pictures or maps. 8. Intuition. 1. When you're about to quit a difficult problem, set yourself a struggle timer for 10 minutes. Establish a struggle timer. 2. Test the concepts you think you've mastered by proving them. 3. When learning an abstract idea, work on it until you provide a concrete example of it. 4. Ask many questions on the simplest of the aspects, even if they seem dumb. 9. Experimentation. 1. Start experimenting by copying someone else to give yourself a starting point from which you can expand. 2. Try two different methods to learn the same aspect of a skill, and then compare the results to see which one suits you better. 3. Introduce new constraints which will force you to try new methods. 4. Try experimenting by combining two skills that aren't traditionally associated with each other. This can open new doors for you. 5. Try experimenting by taking one aspect of the skill you're learning to its extremes. Having covered all the ultra-learning strategies, you should now be ready to start your first project. Here are some extra steps to help. 1. Do your research. Decide what you're going to learn and gather your primary resources and drills. 2. Set a learning schedule. 3. Go with the plan if it's good enough. You can always revisit and adjust as you go. 4. Analyze the project. Once you're done with your project, look back on it and identify what worked for you and what didn't. 5. Decide what you're going to do with the skill.